Edison Museum, performed by They Might Be Giants, Nicholas Hill Vocal, made at Edison Laboratories.
The Edison Museum, not open to the public, its haunted towers rise into the clouds above it. Folks drive in from out of town to gaze in amazement when they see.
My name is John Flansburg. I'm one half of the group They Might Be Giants. I've been obsessed with sound pretty much my entire life. And when we were invited by the people at the Edison site to do this performance demonstrating how wax cylinders worked, it set my mind to thinking about how much mechanical sound was part of my life, with speakerphones and intercoms and talking car alarms. The invention of the wax cylinder and the speaker that accompanies it is this incredible development in communication. And so when we were asked by the people at the Edison site to perform, it inspired me to write this song called I Can Hear You, kind of a laundry list of all the different things that make sounds at you. And it's tip of the hat to the influence of the wax cylinder in our lives. It goes, I can hear you, I can hear you, I can just barely hear you.
Just barely hear you. I can just barely hear you. This is a warning. Step away from the car. This car is protected by Viper.
Well, basically, a wax cylinder recorder looks like, imagine something kind of the size of a beer can turned on its side and spinning. Wax cylinders do not involve electricity, so it's a purely mechanical device that captures sound pressure in these gigantic cones, kind of like the things that you put on your dog when it comes back from the vet so it doesn't chew its stitches out on its foot. And to record the band, it was kind of a Rube Goldberg setup where they had one gigantic cone for the entire band, and then I was singing the song into this smaller cone, and Peter Dillish, the engineer, kept on making me get closer and closer into this thing till I was finally actually had my head inside this cone, and I kept on having to sing louder and louder and louder. And when you hear old records, you hear a lot of people going like, I love you, that way of singing. And I always thought it was just very dated, but without electricity, trying to sing and just make an impression on this machine is really difficult. But it made me realize that the medium of the wax cylinder and the 78s had really influenced the way people had to perform in them. The list of instruments that sound good on the wax cylinder is basically a list of instruments that are no longer in use.
They used to have special instruments to make records with. In fact, when we did They Might Be Giants, we used an instrument called the Stroh violin with a large diaphragm on it that had a big horn that came out of it that you would face into the recording horn. They're perfect to make acoustic recordings with.